This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Later this week, Shell and Exxon report their profits report. But for now, a big question lingers. Where will wobbly oil prices go next? It is a matter of global demand and supply, of course, plus an important factor of how much oil is being stored, which requires a bit of industry sleuthing.
For more than a year, the world has been working off an oil glut. And now some of that glut has gone into storage, caverns and containers around the world, and that keeps crude prices soft. But how much is being stored? Consultant Andy Lipow says, we're not so sure.
In the U.S. and in Europe, inventory data is quite good. However, if one were to look at Asia or Africa or South America, there's a lot of missing pieces.
Also fuzzy, how much is in tanker ships? One estimate suggests it's at a 7-year high. But for even better data, some energy sleuths are counting tankers off of Singapore and Rotterdam, a kind of energy Where's Waldo. Jamie Webster at the Columbia Center on Global Energy Policy says storage will really matter when demand starts to outrun supply.
You know, if you suddenly don't have enough oil out there, knowing that it is that storage is available in lots of places in the world, that really helps with energy security.
And perhaps will keep prices from skyrocketing. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.